Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And today on the podcast, we talk some nutrition. And I catch up with a returning guest. We head all the way back to the United States to touch base with Kevin Portman to find out about what he's done over time to improve his strategy when it comes to Ironman nutrition. But before we do that, just a quick shout out to our sponsor of this episode. And thank you to jackrabbit.com for backing us here at the Kona Edge. And they've teamed up in September with Hoka One One, giving you the chance to win a pair of running shoes of your choice. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is jackrabbit.com. And / Kona Edge. That's where you can get all the details and enter the contest. Or alternatively, simply text the word Jack Rabbit. That's JACKRABBIT to 44222. And I'll text you the details straight back. That's Jack Rabbit to 44222. And get yourself in the draw to win yourself a pair of Hoka One One running shoes. Still two more to give away in September. So make sure you get in the draw. Coming up on the other side of our Coach's Corner, we'll touch base with Kevin Portman. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Kevin, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Nutrition, how big a role does it play in the sport for you?
It's been huge. I completely changed my nutrition from Coeur d'Alene to Kona for that build. I didn't have much time, and I started using Clean Athlete as my supplements and recovery drinks, as well as working with a nutritionist. I don't know if you know QT2 Systems. It's a big triathlon group here in the States, and they send 30 to 40 athletes to Kona every year, and they have a group of nutritionists called the Core Diet, and I reached out to them and worked with them for my build to Kona. And you know, just going through each macronutrients and you know, specific amount, I mean, I was following the program to the T, writing everything down that I would eat, calculating the percentage of carbs versus protein versus fat, eating what they told me to eat on during race week and on race day. And I mean, it worked. I had, you know, Kona last year was extremely windy on the bike, really early on, and I clocked in a 4:53, feeling really strong the entire bike ride, feeling that I could have done a lot more, but never had a low moment on the bike. And I was mind blown completely. Revelation. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that nutrition is paramount in your training, and not just the nutrition you use during your training, which is very important, but also what you eat outside and in between each training session is, to me, what has changed a lot, because I'm able to, you know, day in and out, go out and train at the intensity that my coach asked me to train at. So it's huge.
You mentioned in our first chat about that coach and finding someone who was good for you and worked on what you wanted to or felt you needed to get strong. Have you felt the same with a nutritionist? I mean, often people will get a swim coach on deck to work on swim stroke and a coach just overall, but often people neglect the nutrition side of things. Would you advise someone, if they're really serious about this, to work with someone? Because we're all different. What works for me might not work for you, or vice versa.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I heard someone say, you know, I don't understand why the coach is not, you know, mentioning nutrition during my training. It's so huge. And well, you know, you shouldn't expect your coach to be coaching you on nutrition. It's, you know, it's a science in itself. People study, go to school, get degrees and masters in nutrition. And, you know, what works for me, as you say, what works for me doesn't necessarily works for you. And I can give you tips on what I do and advice on what I do, but it's a trial and error. And if you, in my experience, going to a sports nutritionist that has experience with athletes racing Kona and athletes performing at that level was key, was very important. So, you know, I worked with her and she was fantastic, and she made nutrition very simple to me. And she told me you should be doing this, and these are the kind of food that you can eat and food that you should avoid. She told me the amount. It was just so much easier, and because I like to learn and understand what I'm doing, I would study it as well on the side. But yeah, I think it's one advice that I would give is if you are serious and you're having, you know, some issues with nutrition, just go talk to a nutritionist. Do your research because you want to make sure the nutritionist understands the athlete and the ask that the sport has. But yes, it worked for me, and I believe that it would work for a majority of people.
You obviously made a big change in the build-up to Kona last year. You said it was a quick turnaround from Coeur d'Alene, but now that you've had that experience, how much do you tweak it now? Or you pretty much, you know what, I figured out what works, and I'm sticking to that.
We tweak it. We change it a little bit, mostly because, you know, when I followed the nutrition plan that she gave me, I got really lean. And I mean, I was at my lightest and my fittest in Kona, but you just can't, to me, it would be really hard to maintain that without, you know, getting sick or exposing myself to more injuries. I think it would be very difficult to maintain that. I think you have to get a little bigger and put on some pounds during the off season. But, when training kicks in, we start slowly but surely getting back into a routine closer to what we did for Kona. And then 2 to 3 weeks out from a race, we would follow the program to a T. And then I would allow myself to eat junk food, obviously, and be a little more relaxed with my nutrition in general after the race, just so that my body can replenish, you know, everything that it needs to replenish. So, yeah, it's very hard to maintain that lean form throughout the year, but I do tend to follow what she gave me for the races that I'm doing this year.
From a race day perspective, how do you approach it? What's your nutrition strategy? Just tell me, like on a typical Ironman race, what would you do?
So it starts like eating a breakfast, 3 hours before the event. So it's, applesauce and a whey protein in it, a scoop of whey protein in it. It's usually 2.5 scoops of applesauce. So it's a lot to take in. She, you know, she doesn't want me to drink coffee, but I love my coffee too much. So coffee is definitely, on the table, breakfast table. And a sports drink. Now that's 3 hours, and a banana. That's 3 hours before the race. I get another sports drink about an hour before the race, and then 15 minutes before the race, I have a gel with some caffeine in it. And then on the bike, it's usually, so it depends, but it's about 2 bottles of Gatorade an hour, especially in Kona. That was 2 bottles of Gatorade an hour. And a gel every 40 to 45 minutes. So what I changed was I went from training with Herbalife products to training with Gatorade products in Cliff, only because that's what was provided on the course. It sounds stupid to say that now, but it just makes so much more sense to just, you got to train with what's going to be provided on the course. And it just changed my entire race, because logistically, when you don't have to worry about, you know, preparing your bottles and grabbing your special needs bag, you just grab whatever is provided on a course because you're used to drinking it or eating it. It's a big, big change, and you don't have to have 4 or 5 extra pounds on your bike. yes, it's a big, big change, but it's about, you know, one gel every 45 to 50 minutes and 2 bottles, depending on how hot it is out there.
And then on the run, is it pretty much the same? Are you just on gels? Would you grab Gatorade at the aid stations as well?
That's another thing. You know, like we talked about how I can improve my run, and it comes also through nutrition. I really struggle taking anything in on the run. So my half marathon of a half Ironman, I almost run dry. So I struggle to take any liquids in or any gels in, and I think that definitely impacts my performance. And I've been practicing it, and I'm able to do it in practice, but I haven't been able to replicate that in racing. But what my nutritionist would like me to do is for Kona, the plan was a gel with caffeine, I think 2 miles in, and then Cliff blocks every 2 miles, and grab a Gatorade at each aid station. You know, she would mention, she would tell me stay away from water because that's what could trigger GI issues, and try to hold on to drinking Coke too soon. So it was Cliff blocks for, you know, one block every mile, one gel every 2 miles or every 3 miles based on how comfortable I am and how I feel. And if I had any tingling feelings in my fingers, that means that I need to get potassium. So half a banana would help at an aid station. And then, Coke, if I feel like drinking Coke, but more towards the tail end of the run. And it worked. I mean, I had a good run in Kona last year up until mile 5, where you know those big buckets of cold water that they have where they put all the sponges in there and you grab the sponges. I got to that big bucket of water and I ducked my head in it, and there was this massive ice block in the middle, and I hit my head really hard on it because I didn't think twice. I just went straight in. And I was like, ooh, that didn't feel good. I was like, well, we didn't know you were going to do that. but I mean, it got hard for me mentally in Kona. I think it was probably the accumulation of, 2 Ironman and 3 Ironman in 11 weeks. But if I followed her nutrition plan, I'm almost guaranteed that I would have had a better run experience. But I struggle with taking things on the run. So it's also one thing I need to work on.
Fantastic. Well, Kevin Portman, thanks for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. It's been great catching up, and look forward to following your progress and seeing how you go over the next few seasons.
Yeah, thanks very much, Brad, for the time. That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge, and a massive thank you to our sponsor, jackrabbit.com. If you want to win yourself a pair of Hoka One One running shoes, head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge or simply text the word jackrabbit to 44222 and we'll send you the details straight back on how you can get in the draw. For myself, Brad Brown, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday and we'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.